Democratic Senator Luz Robles of Salt Lake City was all smiles today as she spoke to a crowd of supporters gathered under the rotunda of the state capitol. Their loud cheers echoed through the halls of the otherwise empty building as Robles laid out the reasons why she is challenging current 2nd District Congressman Chris Stewart. She says in order for her to make the race competitive, she's going to have to get people out to vote, and that doesn't come cheap. She set a fundraising goal of $1 million.
It's a big number, but the reality is, you know, they cost money to start putting infrastructure like that. And what's interesting for some groups is our emphasis on voter registration and GOTV. I mean, we are about mobilizing communities. A very grassroots campaign. It takes money and it takes effort, but it is going to be at the grassroots level.
To help meet that goal, Robles says she's already reached out to several national organizations for their support. But Utah Democratic Party Chairman Jim DeBacchus says he believes Robles is fully capable of raising $1 million by herself right here in the state of Utah.
That whole aspect of fundraising and appealing to the business community is something that comes naturally for Luz, and I think she's going to set records for raising money.
In 2008, Robles became the first Hispanic woman to ever be elected to the Utah State Senate. She also works as the director of the Zions Bank Business Resource Center. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.